Now that the hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, stop in to Design Electronics and treat yourself to that new Verizon device you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and visit us and let us get you all set up with that new phone, tablet, or watch that you want. We'll make sure that you experience the design difference. We do what you can to make sure that you're set up and happy when you leave the store. We will help you with transferring content and help you find all the accessories to keep your phone protected. So for the best customer experience, visit us at Design Electronics and get your new Verizon device today.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
All right, welcome to the Performing Arts Center in Pierce. We've got wrestling action for you as the Pioneers are taking on Staples Motley. Hello, everybody. Rick Grammond with you here as we are just underway here in our opening match of the evening as it'll be Carter Young against Chase Mickle. And kind of a quick leg shot here by Tanner, or Carter Young. Carter in deep on the single. No points yet. And they get sent back to the middle. Zero, zero. Now Young in on an underhook. Carter for two, and Staples Motley with the lead. As Carter Young works from underneath. .106 match just underway. 50 seconds to go. I think everybody's got a pretty full lineup here tonight, so we should be able to get all the matches in. Still 2-0. Young trails here. A lot of ride time here as the Pioneer bench off to my right. Staples Motley off to my left. And they're out of bounds with 22 seconds remaining. Restart. And it's a clean sit-out try by Young. Carter Young trying to twist his way out of that and get something out of this. Near side cradle locked up on Young. Can he turn it here with 9 seconds? Trying to elevate the hips. Young, good defense. And can he stay off his back and roll through that? No wave. There's a one count at the buzzer. And the referee says, no points.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turner Beachy for Staples Motley with a 2-0 lead early second period here over Carter Young. Both teams black singlets, red highlights, so pretty similar look out there. 2-0 lead for Beachy early here. And a stalemate is called. Young getting words from Coach Skip Toops over on the side. And a restart under the bulb here in the Performing Arts Center as Beachy circles. There's a good shot in on a double by Young. He's flipped over by Beachy. Now trying to scramble here is Beachy. Both guys in deep on the hips. of his opponent, but no control yet. Beachy over the top of the back of Young. Now Beachy trying to come over and get a turn, and Beachy trying to square his shoulders and get a count here. And Beachy will try and tighten this up with 45 seconds as elevating the leg. And Young right down in the middle of the mat with nowhere to go. Beachy trying to tighten this and put Staples Motley up here early. And there's the fall with 35 seconds. Beachy makes it 6-0 Cardinals after one match.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Chase Becker takes his turn out on the mat at 113 pounds. He faces Aiden Winter of Staples Motley. And it's an early 6-0 lead for the visiting Cardinals on a second period fall for Turner Beachy. Underhook in here by Becker. As Gordy Gall takes his spot in the bleachers. So this match is official now. It's not really official until Gordy gets here. Chase reaching back for that leg of Winter. Trying a little snap down here is Chase Becker. And a stalemate is called. Eden Valley Watkins is the third team here. He just walked into the gym, or actually towards their assigned seating area here. As they'll get Staples Motley, and then Pierce will wrestle Eden Valley Watkins to wrap it up. We will move across the way over to the Memorial Athletic Center. The girls are in action tonight, taking on St. Cloud Cathedral. There's two for Becker, and he ties it. Actually takes the lead now in the 2-0 lead for Chase. Working on the left hip. Becker trying to pull that wrist through underneath of Aiden Winter. Chase off to a nice start to his season. As Winter trying to defend from underneath with 30 seconds to go. Chase searching for something underneath now. Pressing down on the back of the neck of his opponent. Now grabs the elbow. Takes a quick peek up at the clock. 15 to go. Becker gets the takedown in the first. And barring a late turn here, well, we're going to get one more stoppage here. And referee says, let's pick up the action here. 6 seconds left. And didn't have his hands placed correctly, apparently. And now, caution on Chase. So each guy with a caution. Now, there's the start. Quick turn to the right by Winter. Chase just holds on, and that'll end the period. 2-0 lead for Chase Becker here through 2 minutes. And Chase will defer to Winter. Winter wants to go on his feet, so neutral start here. Referee blows the whistle, and Chase shoots immediately. Can he hook him up? Underhook in by Winter. They scramble out in the front, both men still on their feet. Chase now a double underhook in. 15 seconds into the second period, a 2-0 lead for Chase Becker of Pierce over Aiden Winter, Staples Motley. Little throw try from his feet by Chase, and shrugging that off as Winter separating and reestablishing their spots in the middle. Chase pawing at the forehead of his opponent, who retreats. Now Chase changes his attack angle, comes down low, shoots in, doesn't get deep enough, no. Winter able to block and come back high with a minute 13 to go. 2-0 lead here for Chase Becker over Aiden Winter. First period fall for Turner Beachy has Staples Motley up 6-0 in the duel. Back on their feet here as we hit the minute mark. And they separate and adjust headgear. Chase trying to slap at the head here, maybe get his opponent off balance. And there, they both shot simultaneously. Who's going to get Right now it's Winter in on a deep single. Chase is over the top. Winter still has the leg of Becker, but Chase is over the back, and there's two for Becker. Chase wins that scramble. It's up 4-0. Now he's got him tilted. Becker got a count, but only one. Referee shakes his head. No, only a one count. 22 seconds left. Becker now will tilt and roll him, and now the count will go. Becker will pick up near fall. Chase with the referee down and looking, and a fall. Chase Becker with 9 seconds left gets the fall. Becker ties it. And we are locked at 6-6, each team with a fall through their first two matches here.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushell, Peers Activities Director. We are excited to be back. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have great programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Landon Schumer and Ellie Fisher, as well as our Excel winners, Lance Otremba and Kiara Olish. Reminder, to ensure our students can continue to play, please follow all protocols that are in place for the pandemic. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
All right, Liam Hennessy against Colby Tappy is our 120-pound match, and a quick takedown and near fall here for Tappy. He's got a 4-0 lead just 20 seconds into the match here. As Hennessy and Tappy square off, 120. Tappy riding off to the hip, cross face in. And he looks like he's got a cradle coming, and there it is. He rolls it in over on the far side of the mat, and Colby Tappy will try and tighten this up. Tappy on his right side. He's got the left leg of Liam Hennessy extended up. 1 minute to go. That's a long time left in the period. And there it is. Tappy wins it by fall in the first. 12-6 Staples Motley.
Smoothie's Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Pierce. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie's Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie's Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Derek Stangle against Owen Winter takes center stage at 126. Just underway here, Staples Motley with two pins, Piers with one. It's 12-6, Staples Motley over Piers at 126. It's Derek Stangle and Owen Winter. Winter a freshman, and Derek is a sophomore. Shoulder to shoulder in the middle, 40 seconds gone by. Snap down by Derek, no points yet. 0-0 score as Stangle, a little bit taller than Winter. A lot of hand and wrist control fighting going on right now. Wide base by Stangle. Derek closer to the middle of the mat. Closer to the outer edge is Owen Winter. 12-6 lead, Staples Motley. We're at 50 seconds left in the first. He circled, and there's a shot in on a good fireman's by Derek Stangle, and he will get the two, and he'll turn that to his back, secures the elbow, elevates. Referee sneaks down to take the look. Stangle trying for a fall here. 30 seconds. He is right over the top, just sinking down all of his weight down on the chest as Stangle tries to match the pin, and Winter able to get back to his belly and avoid the fall. It's 5-0. The three near fall put up there with 10 seconds left for Owen Winter and Derek Stangle. Stangle grabbing control here early with a good fireman shot that he turned right to his opponent's back, and there's the end of the period. 12-6. Staples Motley with the lead, but Derek Stengel has a 5-0 lead here early after 2 minutes, and now Stengel will be down in the referee's starting position. And there's the start here. Broken down, spinning to his right is Stengel, trying to reach back and hook that leg with his right arm. He will switch. Here comes the reverse, and it's accomplished. Reversal for Stengel, 7-0. Now Winter trying to stand Peel, and he's out. Escape for Owen Winter, 7-1. Out of action here, just 20 seconds into the second period. 7-1 for Derek Stengel, looking for an opening that he can attack. Opposite leg attack there by the Staples Motley freshman, Owen Winter. Now they're hooked up, bent over, 1:15 left. And it's half-stepping forward, a little bit more pressure being applied by Stengel here as his progress is going forward while Winter takes a half-step back. Still engaged, shoulder to shoulder out there on the Staples Motley. There's that fireman show throw again and again. Stengel catches and turns him, and he's going to get another big count here, but Winter able to roll through. He got two out of that count. So it should be 11-1. There it is, 11-1 for Derek Stengel. Twice he has hit that fireman and taken Winter to his back for a three count, and then the second time a two. Still in deep ways. Now he's getting off balance, and Winter will switch. And Owen Winter will get the reverse. And we stop for Dangerous on an 11-3 score. Now it's Stengel that is dinged up there and kind of shaking his right arm. Says he's okay as he flexes that out. Sent back to the middle by the referee tonight. And here's the clean start. Rolling right, twisting, but holding on tight is Winter. 11-3 lead for Stengel. Now Stengel able to switch and face his opponent. Neutral says the ref, there's the escape. Stengel makes it 12-3. He scores with short time, 10 seconds left. Angle, can he shoot one more time? 5 seconds, or will both guys be willing to go to the third? And that is the case. 12-3, Derek Stengel heading to the third period. Stengel starts down. Instructed to get on is Owen Winter. And Stengel looking for an escape. Good block there by Winter, keeping Derek down. Derek shifting his weight left hip side, trying to sag into the body of his opponent. There's the sit try by Stengel, blocked by Winter. 12-3 lead for Stengel. Right now it's a major decision for Derek. But he's had Winter on his back twice. Just hasn't been able to finish. The first time closer than the second. Each one in each of the first two periods. Minute 20 to go. Standing now, bridging up is Stengel. And now he's standing and lifted. And is it going to be returned here by Winter? There's the lift, but there's the return. Winter able to return Derek to the mat. We're coming up on a minute to go. He's got a hard crossface in on Derek. He's trying to turn this. 55 seconds left. Still some work to do here for Derek Stengel. This one by no means win is secured here as Winter still battling. We're down to 42 seconds remaining. Skip Toops up, shouting instructions to his 126-pounder, Derek Stengel. 30 seconds remain. And a whistle. And we get a stall called on Winter. 29 and a half seconds remain here under the light at the Performing Arts Center. Here's the sit out by Stengel, trying to switch and roll into him. Stengel comes around and got two on a reverse. 14-3 now for Derek. 18 and counting here. They're over on the far edge in front of the scorer's table. Stengel muscles them back down to the mat. 10 seconds to go. And this looks like it'll be a major decision for Derek Stengel. 2 seconds, 1 second, and the final 14-3 for Derek Stengel. And the Pioneers get four to make it 12-10.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Coors Light, Piers Co-op, Rainstorm, Johnny C's, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Piers Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Piers Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Bootlegger's Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
Trevor Redun's on the mat against Jason Trantina of Staples Motley. And Trevor has the Turk in. Gets two near fall. And Trevor goes up 4-0. 45 seconds into the first period. Trevor ranked fifth at 132 in Class AA. Trevor rolls him into the cradle right in the middle of the mat. And there's the fall for Redunz. The cradle works for six in the first. Trevor Redunz gives Piers their first lead. And the Pioneers go up on Staples Motley 16-12.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a Thielen Meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
Jacob LeBlanc for the Pioneers against Dalton Wells of Staples Motley. And there's two for Jacob. And Jacob goes right to his Turk. 16-12, that leg threaded through the two legs of his opponent. Then he reaches up under the chin, takes all the power from the lower body away of your opponent, and you can use your leverage on top to turn those shoulders as LeBlanc twisting and turning with Wells, and they're outside the circle right in front of us here at the Performing Arts Center. 2-0 lead for Jacob. Jacob works off to the hip side, the right hip side, stands, threads that leg through, goes right to the cross face and right to the back. Just a textbook execution of that maneuver by Jacob LeBlanc. He's adding near fall points here at the minute mark. And Wells able to get. Now he's caught in a cradle. So LeBlanc now has gone to a cradle. Can he get him to turn over as Wells holds on to a knee of LeBlanc? That's preventing him from getting fully tilted. But now there is a deep cradle on here as Jacob will try and tighten this up. 30 seconds to go in the first. Jacob still working for that fall here. Still got a cradle. They're standing, though. Now Wells rolls through, but LeBlanc stays on top. LeBlanc still has the cradle right in the middle. There's the tilt. 10 seconds to go. One more opportunity maybe for Jacob here to finish it off in the first. Wells, though, hanging tough. And looks like that is the end of the period with three more near fall awarded for Jacob LeBlanc. At the end of one, Jacob with a 5-0 lead. Jacob defers, so it's Wells' choice, and he wants to go neutral on his feet. So we're underway in the second here. Piers has taken their first lead, 16-12 on Staples Motley. Hand fighting right now. There's a drag, arm drag try by Wells. Shot in on the counter by LeBlanc. Elevate. Can he get his two? Yes. Keeps his toes in and got two. 7-0 for Jacob LeBlanc. LeBlanc starts on the left hip this side on the restart. Minute 30 to go. Standing is Wells over near his own bench area. Twists into Jacob. Jacob takes him off the mat. No escape. Still 7-0 for LeBlanc. Down to a knee goes Wells. Now standing, twisting. And Jacob loses the leg, and that allows Wells to free and get out for the escape. 7-1, Jacob Dalton Wells with his first point on Jacob LeBlanc. As the referee can hear him say, work the center here. Don't stray around the edge of the mat. LeBlanc trying to pull that left wrist free, which he does. 50 seconds left. 7-1, Jacob LeBlanc. We're in the second period here. Pioneers lead Staples Motley in the duel, 16-12. Shot in, LeBlanc deep, elevate, and out of bounds. Just near the edge, and that's the danger of working so close to the edge of the mat that the action gets stopped. Sometimes that can be to your benefit or detriment. 30 seconds left. Wells sneaks a peek at the clock. Wrist control here by LeBlanc. Wells pulls the wrist free, reaches back for Jacob's head. 18 seconds left. Wells takes a shot, blocked, thrown to a knee, back up to his feet. Wells powering forward, no points, referee says. You were out of bounds. That was really the first offensive attack shown by Dalton Wells. And we're down to 8 seconds remaining. LeBlanc leading 7-1 second period. There's a trip try by Wells. Whizzer here. And will he get his two? No. Another close scoring chance for Dalton Wells near the edge of the mat. But it was ruled out of bounds as time expired, so it's still 7-1 after two. And now LeBlanc starts down. Wells riding here. And there's the start. Jacob able to quickly stand, 5 seconds in, turns his hips just as Wells was lifting, and that allows Jacob to spin. He's going to get at least one. He might turn this, and he's going to take him for his back, and LeBlanc gets the fall. LeBlanc! Wells slipped just a little bit, got off balance, and Jacob made him pay with an early third period fall, and it's now 22-12 Pioneers.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Derek Prisbilla for Piers and Blake Nealon for Staples Motley. Wrestling at 145, and they go out of bounds. 26 seconds have gone by here in period number one. The Pioneers now with a 22-12 lead on visiting Staples Motley. Cardinals with their Cardinal logo on the middle of their black singlet. No points yet in this. There's a shot hidden by Derek, elevating. And he gets the trip. Does he get his two secured? Not. Yeah, now he does. Prisbilla scores with a minute 10 to go. Grabs the ankle, steps across the hip. He's got Nealon now, balled up, presses down on the back of the head, trying to crank that left shoulder of Nealon over. 50 seconds remaining in period number one. The leg came free from Prisbilla, so that frees up the lower body for Nealon. Derek trying to run it around, though. 35 seconds left. Pioneers leading Staples Motley 22-12. Only one match has not been decided by a fall, and that was Derek Stangle's major at 126. 15 to go. Prisbilla up 2-0 over Nealon. Turns Nealon to his side. Can he complete the roll, or can Nealon stick to the mat here with his belly? 4 seconds. Nealon able to stand. Can he free himself for one? Scramble. Cardinals. Coach Tappy wanted one, didn't get it. And it's a 2-0 lead for Derek Prisbilla. Eden Valley Watkins Eagles head to the warm-up room. As period two begins, starts with Prisbilla underneath. Now Derek switches, and Derek gets a reverse. 4-0 for Derek Prisbilla. Derek now with a half Nelson in. Derek turns it. Derek cranks it over. Oh, he lost it a little bit. He's got to get better control. And now Nealon gets in on the leg, and he will power his hips forward. A minute 25 to go. Now Derek's in a little bit of trouble of giving up a reverse. Nealon in on the single, and he will get the no control yet, referee says. If he gets his head out, he'll get two. And the referee gets a stall on Prisbilla. Oh, he changed it. A stall on Nealon. Initially called it on Green, which is Piers, but so 6-2. He did get the reverse. 105, second period. Riding on the left hip, trying to cradle here is Nealon. Pushing an arm away is Prisbilla. Derek trying to free hands here. Horse back down by Nealon. 42 seconds remain in period two. Right now, Derek Prisbilla leading 6-2. Derek kneeling now right in front of his bench. Switching. Prisbilla will get two. Derek turns it around, and he's up 8-2. Derek now will try to go to work. He's got 25 seconds. Prisbilla trying to thread the left wrist through underneath the chest of Blake Nealon. Now Nealon stands, but riding right with him is Prisbilla. Prisbilla almost has him turned with 12. Prisbilla deep in on the power half on the right side. Now jumps over to the left hip, and that's going to run out the clock here. 2 seconds, 1 second, and there's the end of the second period. 8-2 lead for Derek Prisbilla over Blake Nealon. Blake, a freshman. Derek's a sophomore. And looks like Derek deferred. And choosing down is Nealon. Caution on Blake. No, on Derek. Prisbilla gets the caution. 8-2 lead. And there's a start. Standing is Nealon. Ushered to the near side, and staying in control is Derek Prisbilla. This is 1:45. Pioneers up by 10, 22-12. Derek bumps him forward. grabs a left wrist, trying to bring it back into a wing. Derek controlling. He's got that cross wrist underneath. Now reaches for a cradle try. Prisbilla trying to far side cradle here on Blake Nealon. Nealon trying to push that wrist away. Nealon's right wrist is wrapped underneath his own chest by the arm of Prisbilla. Now Prisbilla has that half in, cranking it over. He got a one count. Now he tightens it up. There's the ball. Prisbilla catches him with the half and turns it into a pin. Early in the third, it's a fall for Derek Prisbilla.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Frank Tomberlin for the Pioneers, Connor Dobson for Staples Motley. Just underway here as they are under the spotlight here at the Performing Arts Center. No score yet in this 152-pound match. The Pioneers were down 12-6. They've scored 16 consecutive points to go up 28-12. Actually, 22 consecutive points. 1 minute to go in the first. Tomberlin and Dobson. Circling slowly. No points yet. Now Dobson shoots. Couldn't get in deep on Frank. Back up top. 45 seconds to go. Derek Prisbilla just picked up a third period fall to put the Pioneers up by 16. There's a trip try by Tomberlin, and Dobson with good balance able to step over that leg there. Circling in the middle, no mat time yet. They've all been on their feet here. 17 seconds. Tomberlin and Dobson hand fighting right in the middle of the Pioneer logo on the black mat here at the Performing Arts Center. And it looks like we will have a scoreless first period. A couple of more ticks on the clock. And there's the horn. 0-0 after one for Dobson and Tomberlin. Frank defers choice here. Dobson, a senior. Frank is a junior. Thompson, a Dobson tripod's up. Frank lifts, and can he get the return? Tomberlin in deep on the hips, just trying to lift and bring his opponent down to the mat. Now he just muscles him down. 20 seconds in a scoreless match so far. We're into the second. Tomberlin looks like he's got a left power half in, but he's a little off balance here, trying to throw the hips over. Is Dobson. Nice athletic move there. Dobson will get two. Connor Dobson makes it 2-0 here with a minute 15 to go in the second period. Now Tomberlin will have to go to work from underneath. He gets his base taken out by Dobson, who throws a good hard cross face in over on the Cardinal side of the mat. Secures that elbow, threads it through, trying to tilt and get a count. The referee down to a knee to take a look. Begins the count. And they're going to give him a near fall. Two near fall. So Dobson goes up 4-0 on Tomberlin with 58 seconds left in the second period. Tomberlin down. Dobson on the start. Breaks him down to the mat. 50 to go. 4-0 for Connor Dobson of Staples Motley over Frank Tomberlin of Piers. Frank bringing his knees up to his chest here. Rolling to his right. Looks like he might be possibly trying to Gramby here. But staying in good position on top was Dobson. Frank reached back. He's searching for that little leg that he can turn into a possible reversal here. Now Frank able to free an arm and get to his knees and face his opponent and out for an escape. Tomberlin on the board, 4-1 with 14 seconds left, second period. Pioneers leading Staples Motley 28-12. And we're almost through two periods at 152 pounds. And one last shot by Dobson, and it doesn't finish. End of two, 4-1. And Frank will choose down here for the third. 4-1, Dobson. And we get a caution. Caution on Dobson, positioning-wise. Now it's a roll by Frank. Frank turns. Tomberlin trying to switch. Oh, nice work, though, by Dobson. Frank still coming over. Referee giving a count, and Frank's on his back. Frank giving up a count here. Now Dobson will try and cinch this down. Throws his leg up. Frank bridging up. Tomberlin gets back to his base. Gives up the near fall. 7-1 now is the score. And he turns him again. Dobson with Tomberlin bridging. This could get pretty tight. And there's the fall in the third for Dobson. And it's 28-18 in favor of Piers.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. Well, I don't know about you, but all of us here at the co-op are welcoming in 2021 with open arms after what 2020 had in store for us all countrywide. As we roll through the winter, let us be your winter supplies place to go. From the family farm to the residential homes, we have all your winter needs at our stores. We have many different kinds of Vernik attachments, Ritchie waters, snowblowers, cap jackets, along with a sale on Reed and Tingley boots. We are also very competitive on all feed pricing, grain hauling, steel equipment, and much, much more. Check us out on the web at www.sunriseeggcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today.
Coach Skip Toop sends Braden Melby out, and Staples Motley with a quick fall just 27 seconds in. Logan White, and it's 28-24 in favor of the Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
The fall by Staples Motley at 160 closes the gap. It's now Pierce 28, Staples Motley 24, and at 170, it's Ross Bozer against Sam Jennison. Just underway, 25 seconds into period one for Bozer and Jennison. Ross outside the circle, drives forward, blocked there by Jennison. And out of bounds over there on the Piers bench area. No points yet, a minute 19 to go. Jennison reaches for the left wrist, secures that. Ross will try and free that now. 28-24, Piers. They separate momentarily. Again, Jennison goes after the wrist. Ross frees, dances around to his left, takes a couple of swipes at the head. Ross looking for an opening. He's a little bit shorter than his opponent. He might be able to get in and low. He can explode in on the legs of Jennison. 38 seconds left. Scoreless first between Bozer and Jennison. Now they engage shoulder-to-shoulder tie-up. Long and lanky, Sam Jennison. Jennison stepping in. 22 seconds left. Snap down try. And Jennison and Bozer. There's a shot in by Jennison. He'll try and elevate the hips, but they're out of bounds with 11 seconds remaining. Bozer and Jennison scoreless here. Nearly done with the first. And it looks like they'll be content to take the rest of the period to 0-0. And there's the horn. 0-0 after one for Bozer and Jennison. Ross will defer. And Jennison will go on his feet with Bozer here. Neutral start for period two. Ross with a good aggressive shot. Drives forward, though, but a good job by Jennison, able to fend off that attack. Boy, Ross was in deep, and Jennison just fought it off. Back to the middle they go. Ross took that shot just a couple of seconds in and couldn't finish. So we're still scoreless now with a minute 35 to go. If anything, Ross will see that I can get in, just need to finish. 30 seconds gone by, second period. Neither man has scored a point yet. Jennison. Looking in, touches down to the mat with his left fingertips, comes back up to the middle. Ross feints a shot. Now they engage up high. Reaching for a leg is Jennison, shrugged off by Bozer. Ross driving forward, and they're out of bounds with a minute four left. Restart in the middle. 1 minute to go in the second period. No points yet between Bozer and Jennison. Once again, they meet up right in the middle, shoulder to shoulder. Ross pushes them away. A couple of quick slaps by Jennison, 42 seconds left. Ross has been in deep on his shot once, hasn't been able to finish. Jennison, a couple of half-hearted shots so far, nothing real serious though. 30 seconds left. Ross drops down to a knee and didn't like what he saw, and the referee will stop the action here. Saw something he didn't like between the two and says, let's keep it clean, fellas. Both guys nod in agreement. 18 seconds left. Bozer and Jennison circling. 15 to go. Ross fainting. Now Ross shoots. Ross in. Can he finish this time? No. Jennison able to come back up top and block the attack of Ross Bozer. We get a stall on Jennison. Jennison dinged for a stall with 5 seconds left. Could come into play in a low-scoring match, and there's the horn. 0-0 after two. Ross Choice. And Ross will go down. Try and get out for at least one or reverse for two. Ross, knees established, hands in the right placement, and the start. Ross spins. Ross standing. And gets one. Bozer scores 5 seconds in. 1-0 Ross Bozer. So Bozer able to get out. And there's a shot by Jennison. And they're out of bounds. Jennison got in, but no room to work with. And so Bozer's still up 1-0 with a minute 40 to go in the match. Jennison shoots. Hips defend there by Bozer. Jennison's got long arms. He can get in with a good reach, but he couldn't that time. 1:25 to go in the match. Bozer with a quick escape here in this period. And again, Jennison has a stall warning against him. 1:20 to go. Right in the middle. Ross with that right arm heavily braced. Elbow pad. 1:10 to go. Jennison with a wrist. Tried to underhook and jerk down on Bolzer now. Bolzer stays on his feet. Under a minute to go. Bolzer near the edge and out of bounds over near the Cardinal bench area. 58 seconds remain. 1-0 lead for Ross Bolzer. Jennison and Bolzer. Clock running, 45 seconds left. As they fight for hand control in the middle. 40, there's a Jennison attack and a lift and a takedown, and Jennison scores with 37 seconds left. He's up 2-1 now. And now Bolzer trying to get up. He's on his feet. He's out. We're tied at 2. And Ross dives in on a shot and missed it. We are tied at 2 with 27 seconds left. Bolzer circling counterclockwise. Ross on an attack. He's in on a single. Draped over his back is Jennison with 17. Ross trying to hold on here. Jennison over the back of Ross. 10 seconds left. And a stalemate with 8. We'll get a restart here. 8.4 seconds remaining. And there's the whistle. 2-2 score. Will we go to overtime? Yes, we will. Overtime at 170 pounds. 1 minute period here. They start on their feet, and we're underway. 2-2 score in overtime. 10 seconds in. Shot by Jennison. Blocked by Bolzer. Comes up in an underhook. 45 seconds. Ross has a front headlock on. Ross trying to yank him down and spin. Ross trying to spin. He still has that front headlock. Now up and out. Good job by Jennison. 32. Jennison shoots, and dancing away was Ross Bolzer. 28 seconds remaining. Bolzer's got the 2. Bolzer slipped an arm out. Jumped on the back and got 2. Bolzer wins it in overtime. 4-2 win for Ross Bolzer in overtime, and the Pioneers pick up a big 3. And they're up now 31-24.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Nathan Nash against Hunter Martin at 182, and there's a big lift and return for Nash. Nash up 2-0 here, 30 seconds into the match. Now Martin able to stand and peel his way out, 2-1. Nathan Nash, the eighth grader, against Hunter Martin. He's a junior. Nash dives in at the knee, couldn't get it, and Nash not quite as given up 2 as he holds a leg here. Now Nash. Nathan getting in better position here. Nash got 2. 4-1 for Nash. Nathan Nash up 4-1 with 50 seconds to go. First period. Pioneers lead Staples Motley 31-24 at 182. Nash bumping him forward, taking the base away from Hunter Martin. He's got a half in, and he's got it turned. Referee down, cheek to the mat, and the fall for Nash. 32 seconds left for Nathan Nash. The eighth grader puts up 6 for the Pioneers. Nathan Nash with a fall.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
All right. All right, we are back here at the Performing Arts Center. Wyatt Dingman for the Pioneers. And it's a Steven for Staples Motley. They don't have him on the roster, though. 0-0. Pioneers up by 13. Wyatt Dingman. Near the middle of the mat. 35 seconds into this first. No points yet here. Wyatt Dingman. Trying to secure that left wrist of his opponent. See if we can get a last name on Steven here. Dingman has a nice front headlock on now, trying to sag down over the back of his opponent. But he gave up the front headlock. And he's back now with his left elbow tied up, and now a shot in by Staples Motley wrestler trying to lift. 38 seconds. Dingman doing a nice job keeping balance, but he'll be taken down here for two. Now Wyatt Dingman underneath. Trails 2-0. Pioneers by 13 with two matches to go after this. The match has not been decided yet. Dingman turns, and now he's in some trouble. Oh, his time ran out. Boy, that was close. What are they going to get for a count? No near fall, so 2-0. Referee over to talk with the Staples Motley coaches. Steven Petrich, I'm told, is the Staples Motley wrestler. 2-0 is the score here. Dingman and Petrich at 195. Pioneers lead at 37-24. Petrich with a late first period takedown. Almost had near fall points. Went after the leg of Dingman. Dingman able to pull that left knee back. Petrich still trying to bring that arm forward and get Wyatt off balance. Minute and a half to go, second period. 2-0 lead for Petrich. Now front headlock on by Dingman, and Petrich, though, in on a leg to defend. Dingman, though, trying to turn that into a half. He still has the front headlock on. Dingman with a turn, not yet. Still over a minute to go in the second period. Dingman has some good things going, but hasn't picked up any points yet. 1 minute to go. Petrich, and now Dingman circling back. Dingman almost two. Petrich holding on to the leg to prevent. Now Petrich switching around. Petrich in better scoring position. 45 seconds left. If Petrich gets his head out, and he will get two. Petrich turns that around, and it's 4-0. Petrich with good action from underneath. 30 seconds left, second period. 4-0 lead for Steven Petrich over Wyatt Dingman. Eighth grader and a freshman. Wyatt's a freshman. Stepping across on a half Nelson is Petrich with 12 seconds left. He'll try and turn this over. The referee's counting. Dingman trying to stay off his back here, bridging up with 4 seconds. Still a tight pinning combination, and he gets the pin with a half a second. Petrich with a fall in the second. And it's 37-30, Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
For the Pioneers, it's Daniel Hoffman. And for the Cardinals, Alex Giza. It's Pierce 37, Staples Motley 30 at 220. And Giza's into a snap front headlock and a throw. And Hoffman on his back in the middle of the mat. Giza with a count, elevating the head. Alex Giza trying to pull Staples Motley within one. He's got it tight, and there's the fall. And it's going to come down to heavyweight. Alex Giza with a fall. And it's 37-36.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
It is Carter Geise against Cole Winkles. Pioneers 37, Cardinals 36. Cole Winkles, a senior. Carter Geise, a sophomore. Cardinals have pulled it to within one with two straight pins. Steven Petrich and Alex Giza. 1:15 to go. Geise and Winkles. Winkles drives in. Pushed aside there by Carter Geise, 1:05 to go, and they'll work their way back to the middle. Final match of the duel. Staples Motley takes on Eden Valley Watkins next. Under a minute to go. Winkles taller of the two individuals out there. Here is Winkles trying to underhook on Carter over on the Cardinals side of the mat. Carter pulling down on the wrist, and Winkles and Geise come back out top, and now Winkles races in, and Geise ready for that. 25 seconds left. Now Winkles has a headlock here, front headlock here on Carter. 16 seconds left. Winkles broke the grip and comes back. 10 seconds to go. Geise and Winkles at heavyweight to decide the match. Pierce with 1 point advantage right now. And time expires. It's safe to say the winner of this match wins it for his team. So 0-0 after one. Geise's choice defers to Winkles. Winkles is instructed to go neutral on his feet. The referee instructing something to Cole Winkles. Now we're ready to resume action here. The clock starts in the second period, scoreless here, as Winkles and Geise readjust headgear and work their way back out front. Carter has his right wrist taken there by Winkles, trying to pull it free. Front headlock again by Winkles. He had it in the first, but gives it up. 1.5 minutes to go in the second period. Winkles with Geise. The leg of Carter up now. Winkles, now Carter trying to counter with a headlock, and both guys broke it up. Winkles gave up the leg, Carter gave up the headlock, and they re-engage with 1:10 to go in the second. No score between the heavyweights. Snap down try by Winkles. 37-36, Piers, 1 minute to go in the second. Winkles driving forward, and there's a stall on Geise. You could see that coming. Now Carter trying to throw. Carter off near the edge and out of bounds. 47 seconds left. You could see Winkles kind of stepping into the action, and Carter retreating a little bit, and enough for the referee to ding Carter for a stall call, his first. 40 seconds left in the second period. No points yet. 13 matches so far, 11 pins, one major, and one overtime match. Here is a throw try, and it is going to be Winkles taking Carter to his back, and there's the fall, and Staples Motley gets the second period fall. And the Cardinals will come back and win the duel. Final score is Staples Motley 42 and Piers 37.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Piers Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Piers Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Well, a really nice comeback win there for the Staples Motley Cardinals as they pin over the final three matches to come from 37-24 down to win 42-37 over the Pioneers. Staples Motley now will get about a 15-minute break. Then they'll take on Eden Valley Watkins in the middle match. Piers will wrestle Eden Valley Watkins later on tonight. I'm going to, as soon as I wrap this up, pack up and head across the hallway to the Memorial Athletic Center. The Pioneer girls are in action, taking on St. Cloud Cathedral tonight. So here we go with the results. It was a fall for Turner Beachy at 106 in the second over Carter Young. Chase Becker with a second period fall over Aiden Winter to tie it at 6. Colby Tappy with a first period fall over Liam Hennessy, and the Cardinals led 12-6. Derek Stangle took a 14-3 major decision over Owen Winter at 126 pounds. That made it a 12-10 score. Trevor Redunds in the first pinned Jason Trantina, and the Pioneers had their first lead of the night at 16-12. At 138, it was Jacob LeBlanc in the third, earning a fall over Dalton Wells. Pioneers went up 22-12. It was Derek Prisbilla increasing the lead with a fall in the third over Blake Nealon. And it was 28-12 at that point. Connor Dobson got six back for the Cardinals with a third period fall over Frank Tomberlin to make it 28-18. They got another six from Logan White with a first period fall over Braden Melby. That made it 28-24. Ross Bozer won a 4-2 overtime decision over Sam Jennison, giving the Pioneers a 31-24 advantage. Nathan Nash with a fall over Hunter Martin in the first put Pierce up 37-24, but it was all Cardinals after that. Steven Petrich, a second period fall over Wyatt Dingman, made it 37-30. Alex Giza, a first period fall over Daniel Hoffman, made it 37-36. And then it was Staples Motley heavyweight Cole Winkles with a fall in the second over the Pioneers' Carter Geise. And the final score is Staples Motley 42 and Pierce 37. So an entertaining match, no doubt about that, as the Eagles of Eden Valley Watkins will take on the Cardinals of Staples Motley. And good luck to them. Good luck to the Pioneers tonight when they face Eden Valley Watkins. And I'll be headed across the hallway now into the Memorial Athletic Center and set up shop as the Pioneer girls take on St. Cloud Cathedral. That'll be about a 7:15 start. Again, Cardinals win 42-37 over Pierce in wrestling.